Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNaj afternoon market wrap up. And it was a quiet day in the corn and soybeans, but wheat saw a second day of higher prices. December corn at 449.5, down 2 cents. Today is November 29th. Tomorrow is the 30th. And that means first notice day coming up for these December futures. Make sure you don't have any positions on or there could be issues. March corn at 475.75, that is up 2.25. May at 488.25, that's up 2.25. January at 1347.25, up 3/4. March at 1366, up 1.25. May soybeans 1378.5, that's up 0.25. We will be getting export sales tomorrow. Nothing too special expected for corn and soybeans. Cotton has had a nice run, though, and if we could see some better sales there, that would serve to help the market. January soybean oil at 52.65, down 29. January meal at 427.50, that's down 3. And crush finished at 129, that's down 7. March wheat in Chicago at 586.25, up 14.25. March wheat in Kansas City, 633.75, up 16. And March Minneapolis, 725.25, that's up 12. Open interest has dropped noticeably over the last few sessions in wheat. That means people who are short contracts are in here buying it, and that's driving the price up. The 725 area for March Minneapolis wheat is an important area. We'll see if we can hold that and see if maybe this can be more than just a short covering bounce. January rice at 1744 is up 6. March cotton at 79.59, down 1. May cotton at 80.23, down 1 tick as well. February live cattle at 173.45, up 63. While January feeders at 222.45, up 140. February hogs 70.12, that is up 110. December milk at 16.16 is up 6. January orange juice at 4.11 even, that is down 3.30 on the day. Crude oil 77.74, up $1.33. Traded as high as 78.09. Looks like we're trying to snap that losing streak we've seen in the crude oil. January diesel at 280.23, that was down a penny and a half a gallon. Unleaded though at 224.40, up 5.25 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 279, that's down 4. February gold at 2,066, that's up $5.90. We are getting precariously close to a new record high price in gold, so we'll see how we'll perform. We've had trouble above the $2,000 area. Maybe this time will be different. Silver at 25.40, that was up a dime. Dollar index at 102.85, that was up 11, snapping a four-day losing streak. Stocks mixed to lower on the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average 35,430, that was up about 13. S&P 500 45.49, down 4.90 on the day. We traded as high as 45.86, very close to the open, and that was a new high for the move, and we spent the rest of the day going down. So that is a little bit of less than encouraging price action after the big run-up that we've seen in the stock market. NASDAQ Composite, same story, 14,258. That was down about 23 points. We did get some GDP numbers this morning. Came in at 5.2%. That was marked up from 5.0%. That was looking back at the third quarter, however. And that was a little better than expected. Interest rates generally lower on the day again. We're at 4.64 on the 2-year. That's down 9. The 10-year at 4.26, down 6 basis points. And the 30-year at 4.44, down 6 basis points. Tomorrow we will get the PCE inflation numbers, which is the Federal Reserve's favorite set of inflation numbers. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.